And welcome back to another episode of Small Town Talk. Today we sat down with
Richard Taylor Jr.
and we talk about his new Christmas song and upcoming album, All About Edmonds.
We're very excited to learn about his new song and him emceeing the Edmonds Christmas tree lighting and the children's book.
And just learn a lot more about him. He's such an interesting person. He's the most charismatic person that I know.
He's kind of the best person at Edmonds.
Well, there you go. Best person in Edmonds. So enjoy today's podcast and stay tuned for another one possibly with Richard. Well, welcome, Richard. Thanks for being here today and joining us on our podcast. How's it going?
You know, it's Christmas time.
We are ready for Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
We all got our Christmas sweaters on.
It's time to go. And it's only November, but we're here.
I mean, okay, Christmas starts. Well, for you, Christmas starts in like July.
Yeah, and if I had it my way, Christmas would be year round. But I need a place to live, and I know I'm driving my wife crazy. So there's my reality.
You know, I can understand that. You probably wouldn't want Christmas all year.
I would.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, never
mind. Let's do it. Christmas tree's never coming down.
Yeah.
2025, let's do it. And yeah. Just dress the tree up
year round Christmas.
Do something leading up to Christmas, right? Man, thanks for having me, though, guys. It's fun.
Absolutely.
So we are here to discuss your new Christmas song
that
promotes Edmonds.
Oh, my hat is still lit. I just saw the light on my hand. Yo, I mean, you can
keep it going.
I just didn't realize the light was on. Like, what the heck?
It's bringing the vibes up.
I love it. So, I love it. I don't know how to change the battery, though, so I was like, I need to start using this.
God forbid it ever dies.
Yeah.
Don't use it up.
So how did you come up with Edmonds Christmas?
The Edmonds kind of Christmas.
Yeah.
The children's book. Yes. We got a lot of stuff going on then. But no, so I was telling Eric actually before we started. The song concept actually started about three Christmases or Christmas seasons ago. As y'all know, you know, I work out of Santa Fe most days when I'm in town.
Yep.
And so during the holiday season, sitting at the booth, every so often I would look up from my computer, whatever work I'm doing, and during the holiday season, you notice like families, when the kids get out of school, it's a lot of people that gravitate around the fountain, right? And then so one of the common themes that I saw was like joy and happiness, right? Yes. And it was just cool. And so I started kind of just jotting down like, okay, like, you know, this family here that just walked out a little bipsy seems to be pumped about the fact that they just got whatever they got. Some folks are coming into Santa Fe and they're talking about how pretty the lights look around the fountain, around up and down Maine. And they're getting ready to, you know, have a Taco Tuesday with a bunch of tequila.
Right.
You know, some folks are at Daphne's right next door. And, you know, it's, you know, they got the Christmas vibes with Sinatra and Buble and Nat King Cole playing. It was that whole like vibe that you get from that space. But then also when you start looking out, obviously, you know, 2 years ago, I started emceeing the tree light ceremony. And I really paid attention over that time frame to the ceremony just to see like, you know.
Well, and maybe you can talk about that a little bit more.
Oh, yeah,
how did
for
you
sure.
get started in the emceeing?
We're gonna talk. That's the story.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Jumping ahead here.
Sorry. But no, so, but what it was though was that it prompted me to start paying attention to more of Edmonds even outside of the bowl when it came to the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
So Perrinville, Meadowdale, Ferndale Village, Highway 99. And I took 3 Christmas seasons to basically just jot down thoughts. After I sang at last year's tree lighting ceremony, my now manager who played the saxophone for us, he was like, yo, you should really consider taking music more seriously. He's like, you are not only crazy charismatic, he's like, you had a phenomenal voice and your stage presence is off the chain. And little did he know that music had actually been, I've been singing since I was 5.
Yeah.
I went to school for music originally before I got like completely discouraged. Like, I did American Idol. Like, people don't know, like,
I'm sorry, sir.
I auditioned when I was 17. People like little things. seriously, like the stuff that we're about to lay out when it comes to things that people don't know, like for a year in college on and off when he came into town or was in the region, I got the same medal for Trace Atkins. Like this little thing, like people don't know. Right? So I am like slowly just like throwing out the like little spoilers.
You know what you?
But that's the thing though. Like music has always been a part of my life. And so when he said that, we started working at the top of this year. I had a litany of songs that I had already written, but then I took what I had from Edmonds Kind of Christmas. I got another original on the album coming out at the end of the month called Christmas Eve. And so it was like taking these songs and really just making life to them. And so that's how it started. And that's what produced an Edmonds Kind of Christmas. The other pieces that, you know, I'm from Chicago, I'm a big city kid.
Yeah.
And so with that being the case, when you think about the big cities, right? Chicago, New York, Frank Sinatra,
Home Alone.
Oh, for sure. But you look at like, you look at somebody like Frank, you look at Nat King Cole, you look at Perry Como, you look at some of these other old school Christmas artists. When you listen to some of their other music, a lot of them did their own originals or renditions of songs about big cities. Mm-hmm. And so as a big city kid who will always love the big city, whether it's Chicago, New York, LA, Seattle, for me, my life has to a degree been somewhat of a Hallmark story from the standpoint of being in Edmonds for the last 6 years and falling in love with a small town.
Yeah.
And, you know, with that, I was like, well, look, we take pride in our town. We take pride in our space. Why not create an anthem for the small town? Because the big town, the big cities always get it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's what brought it on.
I love it.
Yeah.
I do have to ask, though.
Yeah.
More about the American Idol.
You can't bring something like that up and move on from it.
So I made it past the audition. And I was young. I was real green too. Made it past audition and then made it to like the next round where you're in front of the judges. So one of the things that people don't realize when you talk about like The Voice, American Idol, America's Got Talent, there are so many people who audition who are actually really good that don't make the cut. And then, of course, too, the other part is that they understand that, like, silliness sells.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're looking for somebody more of like, was it William Hung?
Oh, yeah,
Like, that's the piece that they want to kind of put out. So, like, the audition isn't actually when you're walking in front of the judges. You're singing in front of another group of people then push you into
space. So you're like, you're going through a couple different rounds.
You are. And
before you get up to that point.
And that's the thing, man. I didn't make it beyond that. Not because I wasn't good. But I took it to heart when I was younger thinking that I was like, oh, I suck. I'm trash. Wasn't that?
Yeah.
It was literally like, yo, like for the mold that we're looking for, like you've got talent, but we need more people right now who we can
to a degree make a spectacle out of.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, 100%. It is what it
Which
is.
Which is maybe for the best.
No, for sure. 100%. I'm not tripping on it at all.
Yeah.
I went to college for music, started off in music. Dealt with a lot of racism there in the music program. I was the only black person in the program. The only black vocalist. A few of the actual musicians were black and they kind of, it was a different vibe. But like for me, it was a lot different from the vocal standpoint. So I got discouraged.
Yeah.
And then from there, I was just like, I'm gonna just use my voice for the Lord. I'm gonna just use it in ministry. So I just sang in my school's gospel choir, and that was pretty much it. Didn't really take it further for a long time.
And what was the catalyst, do you think, that like got you into singing? Into like,
it was my dad. It's my father. So Boyz II Men back in.
Love a Boyz II Men.
Oh yeah, you know that?
Great.
Boyz II Men, phenomenal.
They're touring.
They are. I saw they were at one of the casinos. They're coming to one of the casinos, right?
Yeah.
Earlier. I saw that there is a movie, like super popular black movie that came out called Soul Food. If you haven't seen it, I encourage you to check it out. Great family movie.
Yes.
But that being the case, for that movie, Boyz II Men wrote a song called The Mana Song.
Yeah.
And so
all my life,
my dad was hell bent on us singing this to my mother.
Yeah.
Every Mother's Day.
Okay.
And not just every Mother's Day, it got to the point where anytime it came on the radio, like, he would get mad at us if we didn't
start singing.
Like, he was like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, dude, like, and so it was one of the things where, like, I despised it at first, hated it. But then as I got older, I kind of fell into it. So my life is, like, really weird. Like, growing up, you remember the Hilary Duff, Chad Michael Murray, Cinderella story movie?
Yeah.
Yes. One of my favorites. One of my all-time favorite movie is Grease. But that is a close second for me. The reason why it's a close second isn't because of the movie. It's the storyline. The storyline was my life.
Okay. Oh.
So I was a standout quarterback in the sport of football. Scholarship offers galore from around the country. But I was also a thespian. So, like, legit doing
very
both.
Very
crazy identity, yeah. Trying to, like, I'm cool, I'm the jock. But also, like,
Trying to find your identity in both of them, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. It was one of those. And so it was a tough, like, act to balance for me. So there were different components that really just kind of made music, theater, and I think the stage aspect as a whole was just, like, one of those things I was like, I love, and I want to pursue it. And so, yeah, that's what really, like, had me thinking about it at the next level, saying that I could do it beyond.
Can I ask what sign you are?
I am what they call a Brandon Buick. So I'm a Taurus.
Taurus. Yeah. Okay.
You know who else is a Taurus? Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
We got the next rock.
You know.
So Can't stop, won't stop.
I'm a humongous wrestling fan. I still watch WWE, AEW.
Oh, I grew up on it.
So the funny part is that The Rock has always been my favorite wrestler. And it wasn't just because of his in-ring skill and charisma. It was actually his promos on the mic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, you could listen to The Rock from 96 to 2002.
Yeah.
And, like, literally everything about him says superstar, movie star, like, mega star. And so, like, it's no surprise to see him where he is now. So I keep in the back of my head and just be like, well, if The Rock can do it at the, like, A-list level, maybe you can do it at the Hallmark.
And you know he has a Christmas
movie. Oh, yeah, drops Friday. I'm in it. I already got it set.
You are the same person.
I already got it set. Me and Netflix have a date on Friday. We're dog sitting for friends. I got to put up the rest of my decorations around the house. It's set. We're good.
Rest of them.
Oh, yeah, so I'm going all out this year. You know, usually we got the tree. We got small trinkets around. Took some convincing. But I'm like, I'm doing, like, the small open spaces, right? So it's like that corner there, we're going to put a smaller tree there. I got some stuff for the walls.
Yeah.
Like, I sound like this, but, you know, Amazon got a lot of stuff. I know we kind of talk about Amazon. So I was like, look, $20 holla, I need this in my house.
Yeah. We all need those things.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. But yes, Taurus. And so at least from a standpoint of, like, celebrity or go-getter, folks, got a lot of Tauruses. Put me in that lady. I'm in it. We'll go.
And how did becoming, like, the MC for the Edmonds Christmas Lighting, and how did that all come about? And, like, you know, you kind of, it's amazing.
You took over Edmonds.
You kind of are, like, the celebrity of Edmonds.
I don't know how this happened so quickly. It was like 2020?
2020.
No one else, like, can walk down the streets of Edmonds and take 20 minutes because
no one shouts my name across the street.
Jamie! Here's the thing, right? This is my philosophy. A lot of people
focus. I see you everywhere.
Yeah.
Literally. I show up, you're there.
A lot of people focus on counting time. My goal is to make the time count. And so for me, I was like, yo, like, I do sit back and think about this, Jamie. I'm like, literally in the span of 4 years, I was like, Richard, you've done a lot in this city. But I think what it was, though, right? Let's backtrack, because I think this is probably where you all first started seeing me, was back during the 2020 year of COVID, when the gyms closed down, right? I became an avid runner. And, you know, it's one of the things from a
community standpoint. I was in Harbor Square with my mask on, so.
Yeah, well, so I couldn't go back in because my mother-in-law has a rare form of cancer, and it didn't happen until, it literally happened the same week. We found out the same week that they reopened the gyms. Jeez. And so we went through, like, a full year and a half worth of stuff after that. And so, since the doctors allowed my wife and I to be the only ones I could actually still see her outside of my father now, I was like, you know, I got to play it safe. So that's why I stayed with the runner for so long. And it was great. You know, definitely pushed myself to limits I didn't think I was, you know, capable of.
Everyone saw you running on Casper.
Yeah.
Everyone saw you running on
Casper. Oh, for sure. I'm pretty sure someone called the police. Hey, you know, random suspect just running up the street. I gotta let that go. Sorry.
You were like the bright part of my kids' day. They're like, "Where's your friend?" You know, like when we didn't see you, like you were gone. You know, on a speaking thing, they're like, "Where's your friend at?"
That's so funny.
So backstory that my kids would always wave out the window when my husband was taking the kids to school.
That's so funny.
Yeah, you didn't know who were.
It is so funny because there are a few people that have the same pickup. Almost to like the tent. Yeah. And because of the tent, I'm not 100% sure. I'm like, Eric, maybe not Eric. I've witnessed some people before and it was Eric. And then he looked at me like I was stupid.
So friendly.
But no, the running piece was huge because you're literally out there every day. I ran for 6 days a week, usually took Sundays off, but you see the same people every day, right? Definitely during a time like COVID where like all we had was that time and that was it. And so, you know, you start developing relationships. I'm a big people person. I love people. I want to see people do well. And so from that, like really just started taking time to pay attention to folks. And the beauty is that it wasn't folks that's like, that have any plug or any kind of say so in the city. This is just your everyday neighbors, right? And I noticed something too, because we've lost some of them. It was weird. I started developing relationships with folks that were in their 90s. And you could tell they were on that last leg. But, you know, just even being able to have like 6 months with them before they passed, like little things like that, it meant a lot. And so I think that's where it started. Then things started opening back up. You know, we get workforce in the space. You kind of connect with people through that space. The restaurants start opening back up. You know, Ricky's one of my best friends. And so we had this running joke that like, that's my office space because he originally offered, hey, if you ever need a spot to use the Wi-Fi with the coffee shops being packed at 75%. Come here.
Right.
He didn't think that was going to be every day, but look at it right now, right? And so it was little things like that, and like building with the community. Even when the restaurants were open before we can come back in it, I'm running every day. You know, look, I know all the folks at Wilcox just because like I'm headed back to my house and we see each other every day. It's just like, hey, don't know your name, but it's good to see humans. you know, like that's what it was. And so I think that kind of spiraled into something else. And then as we got back into community event stuff, now you meet more people. I think what really set it off though was 2022, like right before either before or right after Halloween of 22, our good friend Erica at the Chamber. I forget, somebody like posted something for me about like my love for Christmas. And like, oh, I was dancing with Stairmaster Christmas song. And like they saw it and they were like, yo, this is the energy that we need. Now I've been MCing for a long time. Right. Yeah. But like, you know, now we're talking like, hey, MCing is something that you really love. Right.
Yeah.
And then, so that's really where it started. Then we came out that 2022 year. They said that the number, like, so one of the police officers said we had around 4,000 people out there. That 2022.
I feel like it's growing every year.
Well, it is going to grow even more now because we're not competing with the Apple Cup anymore either.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Apple Cup happens earlier this year. So I was like,
RIP Apple.
And granted, apparently they play in Oregon that day, but it's like nobody really cares. Yeah. And so.
Careful.
I'm saying that from a standpoint of the lopsidedness of the record. Yeah. But hopefully it works in our favor.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think with that, you know, we did great numbers that first year. Like the year before I was there, and I'm not saying that I have like the Deion Sanders effect or anything, but the year before it was 1,500 folks there.
Yeah.
And then I think that following year we had almost close to 4,000 people, and folks felt like from an MC standpoint, like, oh man, like we were captured the whole time. And then double back to 2023, I brought my band in this time. And my band rocked the house. Like, I had so many people come up to me after the show and they were like, this music was so live for Christmas. This is like the most I've ever, like, these like 60-year-old women that's been here 40 years. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, I think just bringing that joy of the holidays into the space has really kind of created that. But to your point of like just connecting with people, has really been the thing. And I don't necessarily look at it as a takeover of Edmonds more than I look at it as an opportunity to just kind of connect the dots, right?
Like, yes.
It's so, it's specifically for our generation and the generation coming up after us. Cause like the tide is turning, like not to sound morbid, but you know, father time waits for no one.
Yep. No.
So of course, like people age out, whatever the case might be. And I'm like, yo, we're looking at the like slow transition of like the next wave. I don't want to say the who's who, but I want to say the people of impact for our community.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's kind of what it is.
Yeah. I mean, it totally is. I mean, you know, it's always like a running joke with me that like people are like, oh, Edmonds is a retirement community. I'm like, it's a retirement community because everyone moved here when they were young.
For sure.
And they stayed here. And that's what's going to happen to all of us. We're just going to stay here until everyone's like, oh, it's a retirement community again.
Yeah, I definitely see that blend of diversity and age now, too. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, way more families.
Well, and I think it's just, like, really cool to see all the different types of folks coming into Edmonds now.
Yeah.
Just, like, overall, it seems more diverse. I feel, like, a little skeptical to say that kind of thing because I'm a white woman. So, but it does seem like we're gaining more diversity.
Yeah. I would definitely say that.
And I think you're helping with that. And I think it's going to encourage more people to come to our city who are going that way.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of slowing down, as y'all know, being in real estate. Like, I'm hearing so many people like, oh, Seattle's expensive. Let me just move up this way.
Everyone wants to move to Edmonds.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That was the idea of the song. The song is not just for Christmas, y'all. The Edmonds Town of Christmas really it embodies what Edmonds is year round.
Yeah.
Right? From the waterfront to Main Street, the joy is all around. Like, yeah, that's during the Christmas time, but like, think about Edmonds in the summer.
When that's 7 o'clock season.
That 7 o'clock orange hit during the summer when you standing right there on Fifth and Main by the fountain.
Or Sunset.
You can hear the music from Daphne's, right? Or you down on Sunset, or maybe you're taking a trip back from across from Kingston back over. Like, the vibe, there's a feel there, right? And then when the lights go down, we got places staying open well beyond 8 o'clock now, you know? So you got the feel.
It's no longer deadness.
100%. Them mom and dad nights be, you know, we up there now. Like, a date night here is a good date night.
Yeah. It's a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but when we were in high school, nothing was open past 7.
Or her.
Yeah.
I heard.
Yeah.
It was treacherous.
The good old days.
Strong.
AM/PM.
Strong's cheap restaurant before you had cheesemongers.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it called?
Pig and
Whistle.
Yeah.
Something.
Whistling Pig or something. There wasn't much here. There was.
And that was the latest open place.
Yeah.
In Edmonds.
Wow. Wow.
It was a.
Besides Channel Marker or like
good old faithful Channel Marker.
Yeah.
We call it Chanel Market.
Chanel Market.
It's like Target. Well, technically, it probably is Chanel Market now because I heard like some tech guy took it over.
Purchase
it. Yeah, so like, but I mean, they still got the same. They got the same clients.
I mean, I'm not one that's talking more since I don't really go out past like 9 o'clock in Edmonds. So
nah, that's fair. But yeah, no, I just the idea of the song speaks to like this whole piece of just what Edmonds is. So even with the like children's book, right? Shameless plug. But no, I want to read this real quick because I think it's important. The idea, I said this at the top of the book. I said, here in Edmonds, may you always love where you live, enjoy every visit, and remember that you're always welcome in this little seaside town. And I think that with that thought, it's kind of what I'm starting to see more of, right? Of course, we got the big Edmonds sign where they say love where you live right up the street. But then also to, like, to your point, desirable location that people are coming to. Whether it's 2021 when Marquette decided to put up a lobster roll for the first time and some random like TikTok that they put up went viral.
Yeah.
And then a line down. Literally a day later, they got the line down a red tweet.
Yeah.
They ran out of food. They had to stop serving people. Like, but that's what I mean. Like, it's so many different components that make it what it is. And I'm excited to see the growth.
Well, even before that, though, we were the friendliest town in the Puget Sound for
years.
There was a vote, and we were the friendliest town in the Puget Sound.
Okay.
So I think we're just building on all the things that
we are
in the past, and
we are. Leavenworth is great, but I feel like we got something special here.
I think so, too.
Here's the thing. So I've been into a lot of small towns, not just here, just around the country in general, my work. Having to work with colleges and stuff like that. You think about it, a lot of like UW's in the Nile, right? But a lot of college towns sit. If it wasn't for the college town, if it wasn't for college, the town is this. Maybe smaller than this.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. So because of that, I've gotten a chance to see like other seaside towns, whether it be over in like Burlington, Vermont, or, you know, Poughkeepsie in New York. You know, I was this time last year, I had to speak in Lake Placid.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh my God. So I was looking for
something. Was there an alligator?
I was looking for something for alligator.
Was it eye opener?
But no, that's the thing. Like, and I was like, yo, like, I would put our small town charm up to the test against anybody.
Yeah.
You know, my wife and I, we spend a lot of time in Fairhaven. Downtown Fairhaven is amazing. But you know, like, we put it to the test, and I just, in my mind, I'm like, yo, like, I would love to see Edmond get the love that it has. So maybe we keep that trend going of the friendliest town around. What was it? Friendliest town?
Friendliest town in Puget Sound.
I love it. Nah, see, I'm going to plug it in for the next
one. Yeah.
See, Lisa, you know, like, when I grew up here, when I was younger, it's like my grandfather and stuff, like, he'd wave at everyone, right?
Yeah.
Every single person, kind of like what you did, right? Like,
yeah.
Every person as you walk, you're like, hi, how's it going?
Yeah, for sure.
Wait. Even our own neighborhood, we have a block party every summer, it's only our own little neighborhood, and they have an apple cider press and
stuff you don't see. Like, and it's like the only town that has small vibes, like the downtown core. You know, you have like all these other towns around, but like nothing has like that kind of like traditional looking like Main Street. You know,
it looks like Gilmore Girls.
No, for sure.
Yeah,
and I hear people complain like, "Oh, don't valorize Edmonds, or Edmonds is going to become the next."
I mean, I am a little nervous,
but I think that we have something special here on the charm side. To your point, that I think that even with the newness, I feel like there's this like small town charm that you just can't get rid of. Yeah. And I don't know, call me an optimist, whatever, but like I feel like we'll always have a good balance because of what's been built on that side.
Yeah.
Right. So we'll see, you know. And I mean, but here's the reality. We all play a part in it too. Like I said, as we talk about next gen, you know, that's us. We, you know, we'll be the oldies. You know, what we choose to vote, legislate, what we choose to, you know, really speak up on. When you talk about like coming into meetings of council and all that, like, our voice matters, and that really just being able to kind of help curate it, right? I believe that two things can be true. So newness, but also charm, being able to blend together rather than one taking over the other, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll see.
And what is next then for the music career then? What do you have in the pipeline?
Man, we got a lot. So the Edmonds kind of Christmas album drops the day before the tree lighting ceremony. So November 29th.
So there's a whole album, not just
it's an EP. So we got five song album on there.
Okay.
I got another original called Christmas Eve, Think Queen and Journey.
Oh.
So it's funny. Let's backtrack real quick. The Edmonds kind of Christmas, I intentionally made that jazzy because I was like, if it's going to be an anthem, you want it to be somewhat jazzy. That's not my typical singing voice. You got a chance to hear a little bit more of my singing voice towards the end of the song. I'm really more of a big belty singer.
Okay.
But I was like, I can also do like the jazzy, you know, more talk, Michael Bublé talk, sing. Rihanna talks and Rihanna does a great job with this. But I was like, I was like, I have so many identities on the side of like music. Like I said, I grew up in a lot of different spaces, right? So I grew up country, gospel, but I was like, when I got to high school, I started training in classical and opera. So I was like, you know, I got a chance to get a good feel of it.
So everything.
Yeah, for real.
Besides metal.
Besides metal, like, I could not give you a metal song. Like, I probably lose my voice trying to like be a screamer, but I am an emo kid. I can give you some good Hawthorne Heights.
You got a little bit of,
I could give you a good Haley Williams. Maybe a few options now, but I could, you know, Evanescence. It's funny, I grew up in the hood of Chicago too. Like, so I was like a black emo. Like, I didn't dress up like it. Like, I'm on the football field and I'm just like letting those songs play through my head while I'm like getting ready to like put up 300 yards on the team. And I'm just sitting there and just like, wake me up inside. Like, it's all emotional. And so,
you know,
the rest of my teammates got like Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys going on, and I'm just sitting here like, I'm sitting there like Ohio is for lovers. Like, it's crazy. So, yeah, no, but with that though, the album is going to have so many different flares and sounds to it. I'm doing my own rendition of Stevie Wonder's What Christmas Means to Me. So I got, like, you're going to get a chance to really get an opportunity to see so much of my personality through music. So we got the album. Obviously, the children's book is coming out. My album release concert is on Thursday, December 5th, right here at the Opera House. And I'm going to just rock that. I'm going to rock that wave through the holiday, like really let that kind of build and be the launching pad.
And can people buy your book places?
Yeah. So Edmonds Bookstore and then my website, richtaylorjr.com. It'll be on there.
Okay.
February, my next single drops. It's called With You. I've performed a few of my live shows that I've had around here and people have loved it. So it's actually a love song I wrote for my wife. And I was like, hey, what better time to drop it than right before Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
And then that's going to lead up to an album that I'm going to release at some point next summer. So yeah, I'm working on new music right now. I actually got music done, but then I'm working on enough music to like make the next album. I love covers. And so every now and again, I'll throw some covers in there too.
Do it.
There are some songs that I really just, I was like, oh, I want to take a stab at this. I want to take a stab at this. And then, so we'll see. You know, for me, the hope is more shows. Want to definitely be able to bring more people into that space. And yeah, we just gonna keep rocking.
Is there a promise for a cover of Mariah? Since you're a belter.
I mean, depends on the song. I hope you're not saying All I Want for Chrissy's.
Kind of.
So, you little known fact about me. There are two Christmas songs that I absolutely detest.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Wham? Was it? Well, no. Wait, which one is the... Simply Having a World.
Oh, yeah. I don't like this one either.
I don't like that. And All I Want for Christmas.
Whoa. You heard it here first. Shots fired.
I hate myself for even saying it.
Shots fired.
The funny part is I won't turn it off if it plays. It's like if it pops up on Spotify, Pandora, I'm not going to turn it off. I'll just turn it down. I actually like Pentatonix. It's like rendition better now. And there's nothing wrong with the song. Here's the thing. You've created something so good that it gets outplayed.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah.
Like, I think for me.
Whatever your CD for us.
And that's it. But I was like, and I can be mad at that. That's why I'm like. I don't hate the song from a standpoint of it's a bad song. I just be like, yo,
it's too
like,
much.
I'm like, all right, like I need to take it in spurts.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the problem with Christmas music is there's like such a little amount. There is like 10 good songs.
No, it's more than 10, Jamie.
I don't know. Maybe 20.
I can give you 50 right now.
Okay.
Okay, no, so seriously.
Not fully invested into the Christmas
song. So, okay, so here. So,
but they all get replayed again and again.
So to that point, there is a laziness when it comes to what's either being chosen or spun, radio or streamlined.
And then new artists sing the same songs.
Yeah. So yeah, every now and again you'll get somebody that drops a bop, right? So like for me, one of my favorite Christmas songs, and it's funny because
Kelly Clarkson.
I do love Kelly's music. Kelly's got some bomb stuff. I was gonna say Ariana though.
Oh,
so man. Ariana Grande, I mean, it's funny because I feel like you're listening to All I Want for Christmas, but Santa Baby. I mean, Santa Tell Me, sorry.
Did y'all know that there are two versions to that song?
No. Mm-hmm.
So there's the one that we all know.
Yeah.
Then they have a naughty version of Santa Tell Me.
What?
When she gets to the bridge of the naughty version, she says, oh, I want to head off and him unwrap me like, oh.
Get on top of him by the fireplace.
Ooh. No way.
I was like, whoa. Ariana, what are we doing? Like, yo, but it's a vibe, though. I've been listening to it.
Just don't have your kids in the car.
Don't let the kiddos.
Not a kid.
And it's always in parentheses, so you got to make sure you pay attention to that one part.
It's on Spotify.
It literally says naughty version.
That would be a horrible. I get to say it because I'm like, what is this?
Yo, I was like literally last month years old when I found that out. It was crazy.
I'm 8 years old.
Well, it's on brand since Wicked's about to
go. But no, to your point, a lot of great Christmas music. I think that we do get oversaturated with the classics. And I understand. I think part of it, though,
it's Christmas. Yeah. But you also like you get that like homogenous feeling of. Oh, it just gives me comfort.
Oh, for sure.
So those songs.
Could you say comfort and joy?
Okay.
I like that. Wow.
That was a dad joke.
I know it was, but hey, I can't be mad at
it. Can't be mad at
it. He used it right.
You know?
If it was out of place, I would have ignored it.
You know, three kids later, I got the dad jokes down pretty good.
Don't ask Hassan about that.
But no, I do. So I do think that we got a lot of great Christmas music. This is why I think, though, too. Like,
but I think it's exciting that it's, sorry to interrupt you, but I think it's exciting that we're getting new music that is town focused, that we have such a good town that's so focused on community and all of our events, not just Christmas, but all of them, like car show, 4th of July, you know, name them. And you get something that people can identify
with. Oh, 100%. That was the goal. That was the goal. I was like, you know, it's funny. I'm going to do this on social media in about a week, but we're now going to start playing the like Easter egg piece of Edmonds Kind of Christmas.
Okay.
Like what, and I mean, I'll probably put some of them out here as we're talking about it right now, but like there are certain things that are so specific to Edmonds, right?
Yeah.
So the lyric of the trees are dressed in 20,000 sparkling little lights for the last 2 years. One of the things that I have to say in my, in my like run of show is we thank the park and rec folks for putting up the lights, and they put up exactly 20,000 lights around Edmonds. Like, it's little things like that.
Yeah.
There's a huge double entendre in there that I'm wondering if folks are going to catch.
Okay.
It could be used in the, actually it's two double entendres in the song. There's just little things like that where it's like, to your point, Jamie, of like, it is very specific, but I don't think people realize how specific it is. Also to-
But isn't the best part of it?
Yeah, for sure. And also wanted to make sure I was showing love to, because as much as we love the bowl, this little utopia is not all of Edmonds. Edmonds has so much beauty.
It's so big.
In its other spaces, right? So this is why we say from 5th and Main to the 99, from Meadowdale to the Ferry Line,
from
Harbor Square to Salish Sea, so much love for you and for me. The idea is we have so many amazing spaces, whether it's a business or a particular park or area, whatever it is, there's something there. And I wanted to make sure that the full town felt the love and not just us trickle down here in this space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, I can't cry.
I love it.
But it's tears.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So I think, you know, the goal now is to just get people behind it, right? And I was like, here's the reality. Like, as much as I'm saying to you, like, I hate All I Want for Christmas, part of me is like, bro, like, if you really did just create the song for in town, somebody at some point might feel this one. There's like, just because of the fact that, like, it sticks.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing. I was like, hey, you've created something that lasts forever. Yes. But at the same time, too, like, I was like, 4 years from now, when Jamie's, you know, sitting on the couch.
Excuse me.
Like, Jamie's sitting on the couch, like,
watching a Hallmark
movie. I remember when, like, I used to love this song. Like,
it's the classic. The grandkids are like, what's this song, what is Grandma? This?
But yeah, no, I'm excited, though. My hope is that the city gets behind it. I will be performing it at the tree lighting ceremony.
Awesome.
And that was the goal in dropping it early, too. I was like, people can get a chance to learn the lyrics now.
Yes.
Get a chance to fill it out. You know, if y'all are around, we'd love to have you and the kids out too. We're going to be doing an all call next week because we're going to do some filming for the actual music video down here, Sunset, Perrinville, and then 99. So yeah, we're gonna move it around. We're gonna have some fun with this.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, we're all gonna look out for the new album dropping. When's that dropping?
November 29th.
November 29th. So get your Spotify playlist ready to.
Okay, I got it.
Well, the song is already the first one.
Well, yeah, but and then you get the rest of it, too.
So people in case.
Yeah, and I even tweaked out. I did a few little tweaks to Edmonds Kind of Christmas for the actual album, too. So some notes will be different. I played around with some stuff.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do one more version. We're doing a live version. But one that I do at the Opera House. We'll have a live version of Edmonds Kind of Christmas. That was going to be really funky. I liked it.
Oh, I'm excited.
I mean, I know our time, Joe. We went through almost an hour already. It's crazy. Is it possible for us to do a part two before Christmas?
The reason
I'm asking is because y'all interview me. I got so many questions for y'all though. Like, no, seriously. Like, I want to talk. I want to talk like favorite Christmas songs. I want to talk favorite Christmas movies. Like, let's talk top five. Let's talk
100%.
All the things.
I think it shows right here.
Alone definitely is on my top five. But I was like, yo, this time was too quick. We definitely gonna need something else to really kind of talk about the joys of the holiday seasons. And would love to know some of you. You know, here's the thing, right? I mentioned the whole thing about counting time and making time count. Both can be true. But as I made time count in a shorter period of time, you all are like Edmonds born and raised, and you've gotten a chance to see it, embody it, make the time count.
Yeah.
As you became adults and really reinvested into the space, you know.
Absolutely.
And I think that's important, you know. So that being said, I would love to hear from you all about like favorite Christmas memories from Edmonds. Obviously, y'all got a family now, so like building memories, but also like, you know,
we
like
never
is there
skip
like
a Christmas tree
like Christmas Hallmark love story? Like, I want the whole thing, y'all.
Absolutely.
We never we can missed do that. A Christmas.
Part two.
Yeah.
Gotta get that tree.
I just wanna sit and just learn.
We're getting our tree next week. Our live tree we're picking
the
up.
The tree comes earlier. We have two stories, so two trees.
Love it. Yeah. That's one of the things I'm doing is your mom's fake. But
we have a fake and a real.
I kind of want to go for a fake tree though, like a big fake tree, so it's like all lit up and I don't have to put the lights on.
That's what I did. We got 10-foot cathedral.
I don't know, but I think this is a
thing for the next one. We could go into this all day.
I will say this. When I do fake now, debates. This is me talking to y'all.
If this song doesn't blow up and I blow up, or you know, I'm coming for a house on Sunset. And I'm going to do a demolition just like the new people be.
And I want a 30-foot ceiling so I can put a 20-foot
Christmas tree. You know, you can get those Christmas tree closets, yeah, too, that you open that
you
up.
Might you might not have seen it. I can't remember if it was on Edmund's mom's or my Edmund's neighbor's, but someone posted the whale watching house.
Yes, yes, yes. It literally was like a day or two ago. It was hilarious. I was like, y'all are wild out here. Oh man.
All right. Well, we're gonna let you go. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure, Richard.
And we are plugging RichardTaylor.com.
RichardTaylorJr.com.
Junior.com.
Yep. Richard Taylor Jr.
You can get your books there or the Edmonds bookstore. You can get the books.
And follow on Spotify.
And yeah. Instagram. And everywhere.
Spotify, Apple, Pandora, Amazon. Somebody was like, hey Alexa, and it actually worked. I was like, oh dope.
Yeah.
I was nice. Like, oh I'm somebody now. Wow.
Well, we love you, Richard. Love you're bringing the joy to the town, and we can't thank you enough.
No, thank you. You all are amazing. First chance to be here in the agency. Y'all need to come check it out. It's very nice. I love it. It's one of my favorite colors.
Great.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Oh my God, I hate this snow.